Thank you for calling Pilot Foundation Services. Please give us just a moment, and someone will be with you shortly.
This is Doug.
Hey, Doug. It's Gail over at Local Splash. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good, Gail. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for asking. Just wanted to circle back around. We talked last week about that first page listing we had on Google and was wondering how the meeting with your partners went.
It actually didn't today. I apologize. We had some other stuff going on. I will tell you, I've been thinking about it over the weekend. I think ultimately it is something I want to do. I'm not ready to pull the trigger right now.
Okay.
Now, that probably changes pretty quickly as I get caught up on some things. But
gotcha.
Yeah, it's the right idea.
Okay.
Now, I will say, like, the websites that you sent me all look pretty generic. Like, they basically look like the landing pages from Angie Leads, honestly. But the customers that you did send me in that are just fairly impressive, as far as your client list. So, I'm with you there.
And as far as the website goes, we can put whatever you'd like on there. So that's not set in stone. You'll have final say in what it looks like and what goes on there too.
Okay. So I'll tell you what, of one of these clients, like, which website do you actually manage?
So the ones I sent you, let me see. Which ones did I send over?
The client success page you sent me had Extra Space Storage, Vivint, Scooby-Doo.
Gotcha.
Extra Space for Restoration.
So I'm not the account manager on any of those. Those are just ones that corporate picked to display on that page. So those,
okay.
I'm not the AC on those, or AM.
No problem.
AC, brother. I'm looking at my air conditioner. I'm not the account manager on those. Now, when you say you're not ready to pull the trigger yet, what's your hesitation from moving forward? Are you worried about too much too soon, or?
That is partially the piece. I mean, it's really just like, are we willing to invest, you know, $350 a month? And what are we getting in terms of the, you know, return on investment there? You know, when I say it, it doesn't seem like very much to invest in terms of what we're looking for, and that's where I think I'd like to lean into it. Not ready at the moment.
Okay.
Now, I might call you if back tomorrow and change my mind.
Well, and you know, speaking of, if I can get that down for you a little bit more, would that help get you going? We actually have, Fourth of July, I was going to say Memorial Day, promo that was actually for last week, but they've extended it into this week. So I can throw that on there and get you another $50 off. So I bring you down to $299.
Okay. So at $299, that gets y'all working our website.
Yep. That gets the website done. That gets you featured out on Facebook with actual Facebook ads. First page Google, all the keywords for your services, that local programming, of course.
Yeah.
And then I'm not sure if I mentioned or not, all the other destinations as well. So, like Yelp, MapQuest, Yahoo, Bing, which, by the way, we write the content for you for Bing too. Yellow pages, white pages, up to about 60 different destinations that we'll also get you out to. And now you've got a logo already, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought I was going to offer. We do put together logos too if you need it, but you've already got one, so we don't need to worry about that then.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, and we've already had this conversation, but the sticking point is, like, our business is not necessarily based on local individuals searching for Google. It is based on large construction companies and referrals in the bid process.
Yep. And that's where I think, too, you know, having so part of what you'll be able to showcase for your potential clients is Google reviews, those stars on your Google business profile. And that's something we can help you get more of, too. We'll actually have a tool on your website. You can go back to past clients and ask them to do a review for you. And that'll help you as well, you know, when you're talking to new potential clients, to be able to show them, you know, look at all of our reviews. Everybody looks at reviews these days. And, you know, I didn't find any bad notations about you online anywhere. So that's...
You shouldn't be, but...
yeah, exactly. And we look. I mean, we dig for them because we look to partner with companies that are, lack of a better word, clean. You've got good reviews or no negative reviews, at least, to start with. So, yeah, that's definitely something that we look for. So they dug for that before it got to me, and then I did some more digging. So, yeah, yours looked good.
Let me ask you this. What other construction companies do y'all work with?
Oh, gosh. We specialize in working with construction. Actually, that's the bulk of our clientele are you know, guys in the trades. So concrete workers, you know, concrete businesses, companies that do just drywall, painting companies.
How about like big, large-scale commercial contractors?
There is actually one we just, well, he won't be showing up on the map for you yet. Let me find his company here. Oh, I've got to think of the name. They do commercial wells, and they're in Oklahoma. Let me find them here. Might take me a minute. I talk to so many people that sometimes names and companies blur, and then once our texts get going, I unfortunately don't get a lot of contact with you. I do follow-ups here and there, but this gentleman wasn't quite ready for one yet. Let me see where he's at. He would be a good example of one. And then as far as other commercial-only companies, that other account executives have, let's see here, those I wouldn't be able to pull up. Here we go. Let's look in the report, see what we can find. See if I can find him by name. It would have been thinking 2 weeks ago. It's going to take me a bit of digging.
That's okay. That's okay.
On the report I'm looking at, it only gives us the account number. So I have to actually click and go into each account to see if that's the one I'm looking at. Let me see here. Oh, this might be it. Yeah. All right. So he's actually not going to show up yet, probably. Get Her Done Water Well Company. They do only commercial and industrial, and they are out of Oklahoma. Let's see what city might make it easier for you to find them. On a completely different screen, of course. There we go. Click on the right screen.
Okay, while we're discussing this.
Yeah.
Now, regardless of location,
mm-hmm.
What does your service do to kind of just bring us to the forefront of a Google search?
Excellent question. So we do all the local programming. We make sure that your website is Google compliant and optimized, of course. All those destinations that we get you out to definitely help. So we're focusing on your keywords. So any content that we write is going to be keyworded properly to get you to that first page. So basically, we make sure that all of the data that Google receives is exactly what they need. So we've been actually trained and certified by Google in how to best deliver your data to them to get you on that first page. So we use photos, backlinking, content, keywords. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. So here's what I want to do.
All right.
If we're looking at $2.99 a month, let's give it a trial.
Okay.
Because there's no contract, right? I can drop it anytime.
Correct. We do ask that verbal that you'll stick it out for the first 2 months, though, for programming time.
Yes, I will stick it out for 2 months.
Okay. Just like you to know that going in.
Yeah.
All right. What, have you got 10 minutes? We can get you set up.
Sure.
You want to do this tomorrow morning? Yeah.
Actually, tomorrow morning would be great. But I don't want to keep putting you off and then going back on. But
We might as well get it out of the way. I'm happy to stay a little late, get you set up, then it's not nagging at you anymore. All right, let me get back to the right screen here though. And grab a couple more screens. So what I'll do, Doug, is I'm gonna gather info from you, make sure I've got spelling correct, all of those good things so that we want everything 100% before it leaves here. So I will go through that. And then when we do your onboarding call, our tech will go back through everything, do quality control basically on the info that I gathered, double check keywords, see if we're missing anything there.
Okay. Real quick. Do you take our website off? Like right now it's GoDaddy. I would love to not have GoDaddy on there anymore. Do you take that off of the platform?
If you want it off of GoDaddy, yeah, we can. We do also host the website for you and there's no charge for it. So if you prefer to be off GoDaddy, yeah, absolutely. We can move it.
That's obviously a good way to keep me hooked.
Well, and really, you know, if you ever leave and you want to take the website with you, the buyout fee is like $99. It's super, super cheap.
Okay.
So, yeah, no big deal. I've heard horror stories of, I think one gentleman told me he had to pay like $3,000 to buy his website out. Good grief. That's just a ridiculous number. all right. Let's get into the right page here with help. All right, let me back up here. I went the wrong direction. Oh, come on, machine. Supposed to grab up my notes screen and I grabbed up the wrong one. There we go. Okay. Okay. Oh, come on. You'd think it was Monday. Here we go. All right. So, first name, I've got Doug. What is your last name?
Grothues, Golf, Romeo, Oscar, Tango, Hotel, Uniform, Echo, Sierra.
Grothues.
That's right.
Awesome. And then Doug at pilotfoundations.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got your cell as 979-412-0661. And then I've got business line 281-220-5000. 5992.
That's the overall ops plan, yep.
Perfect. All right. And then I'm not sure what I've sent you for emails already. I'm going to send you two that I have to send you during the setup. So the first one is information on our dashboard and analytics. And if we didn't go over that, what it is, you'll have a login. An error just popped on my screen for something else. You'll have a login to our system where you can go in and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, look at your keywords, add keywords if you'd like to, upload photos for us. And then the next one is, I'm going to send you the exact price and package that I quoted you. I want you to have that in writing. We just modify that with your distance on there. Alright, perfect. Those two are on the way. And then I'm going to send you three text messages. And you may also have a couple of these already, or at least my contact info. So the first one's my contact info, and I'm the lead on your account. So if you ever have questions or problems, I am the dog you want on that bone. So okay, definitely reach out. Rather than get frustrated, reach out, let me help. Not that I think you're going to, but I know how it works. So you, something will frustrate you, and you go, okay, and then it festers, and I don't want you to fester. Next one is customer service. I want them in your phone also. And then the third one is a short YouTube video tutorial on that dashboard and analytics. Those are all on the way. All right, perfect.
Okay.
And then...
Got you. So here's my concern right now. The other thing that's in the back of my mind is what I don't want is to get flooded with calls for people who want their home foundation raised or something like that. Like, there's a really... Like, we were concerned about that even when we chose the name of the company, right? But what we found is, like, our clients are looking for foundation contractors. And the fact that we're commercial foundations and not, you know, pouring your house slab is
something
that I want to make sure that this doesn't become me fielding calls all day for, you know, homeowners wanting foundation work of that type.
Exactly. And definitely, I when we get to that section, I'm going to put a big flag in there for our tech too, so that they know we're definitely keying in only on commercial.
Okay.
We won't be able to eliminate everybody, you know, every dummy who might decide, they can do the foundation for my little master bathroom addition. It won't get rid of all of them, but it'll definitely help that we key in on that. And then I've got Pilot Foundation Services, plural, comma, LLC. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And then let me wipe this out because it's not correct. What is the business address, Doug? 10011.
FM 521. Rochere in Texas.
Rochere, there we go.
583.
Perfect. And then current web address, I've got pilotfoundations.com.
That's right.
Perfect. Update a couple things over here. Some of this I can copy and paste, which I prefer to do once we've got it checked and verified. That way I don't use it up. All right, Doug. And then if I could have you take a look at your calendar, I need to set up your onboarding call. So we block out an hour, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. We leave that extra time in case you have questions or concerns that the tech needs to go over with you. So me see. Today is actually Tuesday. So tomorrow, do a quick time conversion here. So the earliest we would have tomorrow is 10 o'clock your time.
I'm going to go after lunch tomorrow.
Okay, that helps. Perfect. So let's see. So we could do noon or 1.
1 o'clock works.
1 o'clock. Perfect. All right. Get that calendar item built. So I'm going to, I'll build the calendar appointment and then I'll send that over to you. Give me just a second to get everybody in here. And then that'll confirm it with our tech department too. Come on, copy for me. There we are. And your last name I'm copying and pasting each time. Otherwise, I'd be goofing it up. And that is tomorrow. Can't believe it's already Wednesday tomorrow. Did you have a good 4th of July weekend, by the way?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. We didn't get to see fireworks. I'm up getting ready for work and getting things done around the house before I go to work at 4 o'clock in the morning. So I go to bed early. So I thought, I don't think I want to stay up that late for fireworks. But I missed not seeing them. And I know it was one of our, well, probably more than one, a couple of our people went saw the Disneyland fireworks. Lucky ducks.
Oh, yeah. No, we luckily have a pretty good neighborhood fireworks show, so.
Nice. Nice. We usually go, so I'm actually physically located in Colorado. We usually go about, half hour south of here. We're in high desert where I'm at, but half hours from here is 14,000 foot mountains. And get our favorite little spot that we go and watch the fireworks from. And it's amazing listening to the reverb up and down the canyons.
Oh,
man, it's amazing. Nothing like it in the world. All right. Got there. So I've got an email on the way to you. It starts, the subject line says local / CIE. And when you get that, perfect. If you could hit the yes, that would be great. And then that'll confirm it with our tech. And there we go. I have to put it in three different places, so I'm double checking to make sure I got that right. Okay, that's updated. Perfect. All right, so for services, I'm going to put a big note. Commercial only. I'm going to take commercial and industrial. Truly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. All right. So, Deep Pure Foundation. Okay. So how else do you want to say this, Doug? So I've got commercial and industrial only to start with. Foundations, Deep Pure Foundations. How else should we say it, or what other keywords for services would you like to use?
Oh, transmission construction, power delivery, substation.
Okay.
Foundation drilling.
All right.
That one should probably be up top.
Okay.
I'll move that one. Any others you can think of?
Oh, we could go on and on. Anchor Bolt Piers.
Anchor Bolt Piers.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
I mean, probably just concrete.
Got it.
A foundation removal. Demolition.
That's gotta be fun. Alright. Any others you can think of?
I mean, we could start just going down the list of solar. Battery energy storage stations. Or it's really battery energy storage systems.
Battery energy. Ah, if I could spell. Storage systems.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it.
Hold on, I guess I'm just pulling up our SOQ right now. Hold on. Make it easier than me trying to.
Do you have a list on your website?
I do.
Well, let me go over there.
Yep.
And I can probably copy and paste.
Transition poles.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to say there's drilled shaft and T-line foundations.
Yeah.
You know, truly, your list of services and the keywords, I think, is going to pretty much eliminate any homeowner. They would have no idea what these things are, and you would think they would look at it and go, you know, be smart enough to know they don't know what it is.
Well, yeah, I realize, yep. And well, and that's kind of my concern also, is like the people who I do want to see it are not searching via Google, you know what I mean?
Right. But you can send them to your webpage and they'll see your Google ranking. So, yeah. Alright, so I added drilled shaft and T-line foundations, substations and switchyards, solar farms and energy storage, specialty foundations. I'm reading through the descriptions on these, see if there's some other keywords we can pull out. Transition lines, smaller specialty tiers. Okay. Should we say small pier support pads and containment pits?
Yeah.
Doesn't hurt, right? And that's definitely not something that a homeowner is going to be looking at or looking for. Precision foundations. Use that. We're looking good. All right. If you think of any others between now and tomorrow when you talk to our tech, just jot them down. We can add them. And even if you think of something 2 weeks from now, let us know, because we can still add and change even at that point.
Sure.
All right. Doing another skim through here, make sure I've got everything I need still there. Doug, I forget, do you have a business Facebook page?
We do not.
Okay. Personal?
Not that I use.
Okay. No worries.
Also, do you know about in under
California? No.
So when you get to your computer, go to the drop
should have gotten this right. There we go. Doug, you mentioned you were reading off your name in the phonetic alphabet. Are you foreign military?
Yes.
Oh, all right then. Cool. I can automatically knock another $50 off. I can get you down to $249 then. Yeah, absolutely. It just clicked. So that's very cool. Yeah. All right. Glad we, most people wouldn't have recognized it as a phonetic alphabet.
No, well, I appreciate you thinking about it. Yeah.
Absolutely. What branch?
Navy.
Awesome. A very good friend of mine is a salty old sea dog, and I do mean salty, but we have fun.
I'm a Navy pilot. I was going to ask you when you said high desert Colorado, I fly through Grand Junction a lot because it's one of the few places we can stop between East Coast and West Coast on our way to Fallon, yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm in Montrose, which is just south of Grand Junction, so you probably, you know the valleys.
Fly right over it once I come down off the mesa to get into Grand Junction, yeah.
Nice. That is very cool. That's very cool. We love it when the fighter jets, too, go over.
Yep.
And they'll come over 4th of July, usually fast enough to do the sonic boom for us. Everybody loves it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. And I was Army Reserves many, many, many years ago. I've won since then. Yeah. Yeah. That is way cool. Let's see. Use your domain name. Yes. I have to make a note to have them take it off of GoDaddy and move it over. There we go. All right, Doug. And then two optional items already included in all of our packages, so there's no extra charge. That is, first one is the call tracking. So we've put a tool on your website to track how many clicks and calls you're getting so we can deliver that data to you. I assume that's something you'd want.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I always recommend it. It's nice to have that data to run your company with.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to send you another text with a link for more info on that.
Okay.
And then the other optional is called our Splash app. It's in beta testing, so it hasn't been released to the public yet. And in fact, they're still taking applications for it. When I talked to them last week, they still had plenty of openings. So I'm not worried about you not being able to get in if you want to. So it's an app that you would download from the Play Store, and you can, so it would download on your existing cell phone, and you could send and receive calls through it without having to give out what your personal cell phone number is. So in other words, the app would have its own phone number.
Gotcha. Not necessarily. So we've got the business line that comes to my cell phone anyway, so I think we got that covered.
Yep, and I was going to recommend in your case to lean away from it because you've already got a long-established business number. And then areas to target, obviously right around home, but are there any areas, well, wait a minute, yeah, we won't be able to reach a whole lot farther beyond. So never mind that question. I'm going to put
Wait a minute. What does that mean?
No. So if we did like Google Ads, for example, they're about $10 a click. We can bundle that service in as well. That lets us reach pretty much anywhere. I mean, we could reach Alaska if you wanted to. But with the way we've got it set, what we've been talking is the local area. As far as coverage. Whoops, I lost my spot. There we go. And cool that you're a pilot, too. I I grew up, I don't fly myself. I like to jump out of them. But I think I'm just about all, probably 50% of the men in my family have been small airplane pilots. One of my uncles is a stunt pilot. He had, I don't know how many stunt planes he had over the years. Talk about a daredevil. He did some crazy stuff, like flying under railroad trestles, and yeah, he and my dad did air shows, and my dad would either be in a boat or in a car moving, and my uncle would match the speed in the airplane, and they had a rope ladder that they would drop, and dad would either go from the car or boat to the plane or vice versa. And just crazy, crazy stuff like that that they used to do. All right. And then, Doug, do you prefer phone, text, or email, or are all of the above okay?
No, from who, for what?
From us, sorry.
Oh, email.
Okay. Then you already got, if I remember right, you've got your Google Business profile already. Just going to double check it.
No, if we do, I didn't do it.
Let me see. I could be misremembering too. If it's there, I'll find it. No, I guess not. All right. So we need to do that. And that's something that we'll get started for you. We don't charge for it. And Google doesn't charge for the listing itself. So, but that's where your Google reviews will be stored, so to speak.
Okay.
Just going to scan through my list here, make sure I got everything in there. All right, that looks good. I don't like typos at all. I'm the person that would sit there and read a magazine with a red pen, and not that anybody's ever going to see it, but I make corrections anyway. Drives me crazy, especially something like that, especially that other people see really should be edited. But, all right, drop that in. Perfect. So I'm going to set up your subscription and apply all those discounts for you. We got to $249. I'm so glad we saw that or noticed it.
Yeah.
All right. We're getting close to the end here, and then I can let you go. Double check that. Make sure I've got it in there right. Oh, you're ringing.
Give me just a second, Gail. I got a call coming in. Yep.
No problem.
All right, I'm back.
All right. And then I'm to the billing. So on the card that you'll be using, first and last name, is there a middle initial on the card?
No.
Okay. And then is the company name on the card as well, Doug?
Yes.
All right. Copy that over.
Oh, and I'm sorry. Actually, my middle initial is on the card.
All right. And what is that?
W.
W. Perfect. And then phone number that would be attached to the card. Is that the business line?
Yes, but it's probably 5998 for my direct line.
All right. I'll have you read the whole thing to me. 281.
220-5998.
5998. Perfect. And then same address, 10011 FM 521.
No, for the billing and mail, we actually use the official company address. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
9826.
9826.
Sabine Circle, S-A-B-I-N-E.
All right. Is there a suite number or anything?
Nope.
And is that also Rocheron?
It's actually in Missouri City.
Come on. Huh. I fat fingered something. And then Texas. And what's the zip there?
77459.
459. And Master, Visa, Amex, Discover?
Amex.
And I'm ready for those digits when you are. I'll read back each four as you give them to me.
3767.
3767.
428.
28. Oh, transpose that. 428.
683.
3103. Perfect. And the expiration, please.
1226.
All right. And then that security code, please, Doug.
4331.
331. All right, let me put that in, and then I'll go ahead and run this through, and then while we wait for it, I'll do our voice verification. So once I get this in there, there'll be another email coming to you, and that'll be basically a duplicate of the voice verification, but in writing. I'll let you know when that's
Can you send me the new pricing for the quoted pricing, too?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I sure can. Glad you thought of that. You bet. In fact, I'm going to go do that right now. That way I won't forget. Let's see. I'm back here. Modify that with your discounts on there. On its way to you.
Great.
And then you should have another one on the way. I think they changed it on us. It either says welcome to Local Splash or Local Splash initial invoice. And in there, once you find that one, if you hit the accept button, and I'm going to do the voice portion of this also. And then once you hit accept, it should ask you to type your name as it appears, so middle, initial, and everything. And then if we did it right, it'll take you to a login screen. And that tells us we're in the right place.
I have, so I've got several emails here.
it'll be the very...
One says local / initial invoice. Click here to accept subscription terms. Okay.
That's the one. And then I'll do the voice version here. Let me grab that. So the voice verification is something that's required of us as Google Channel partners. So it is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So there are a couple of places where I'll have you either yes or no, say the company name, things like that. And if there's anything that you need clarification on, just ask me. I can stop and clarify for you. All right. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Pilot Foundation Services, LLC.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Doug Grotius, President.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
For sure.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. So in other words, like if you added TikTok for business, just let us know. That way we can make sure everything still ties together and you don't lose rank.
I didn't know that was a thing, but we have Angie leads.
No, and that's no problem. And I didn't know that was a thing either. A couple of weeks ago, somebody said that they're now using TikTok for business. I'm like, okie dokie.
I promise you none of our clients are on TikTok.
I didn't think they would be. let's see. Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, July 5th, 2022. In the discounted non-refundable amount of, I've got to recalculate that here. So it's $249.99 makes it $358. Did I get that right? Math in my head generally does not go well. $348. All right. So in the discounted non-refundable amount of $348, the breakout of which is $249 for your first month and a one-time $99 setup fee. Going forward, your monthly rate is a discounted $249, which is a true flat rate. There are no additional taxes, click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 5th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue the agreement for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after October 5th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, except for the October 5th part. Except for the October 5th part.
It should be September 5th. Yes.
There we go.
That's the 2 month. Yep. Glad. Okay. Thank you for that. I'll fix it on my sheet here too. Okay. That was it. But you understand the renewal and cancellation terms. Let me make sure that you're updated on this end. I think we're good to go. Did you get to that login screen on that one email?
Yep. I'm just waiting to hit confirm signature. Do you need me to?
Oh, yes. Go for it.
Oh, have to type exactly how it appears.
Oh, yeah. It's picky that way. And then I'll check it on this end.
Okay. Local Splash username.
Perfect. So you're in the right spot. Let me make sure it updated on my end. Sometimes it takes a minute before it'll do it. Come on. Sometime today would be good. We're getting old here. All right, dog, you're all set. Congratulations. I'm excited for you.
I'm looking forward to seeing how it goes.
Likewise. And then just a reminder to make that onboarding call tomorrow. And, of course, professional courtesy. If for some reason you can't make it, just let us know, and we can reschedule that.
You got it.
All right. You have a good night, Doug, and we'll talk to you soon.
Real quick, how do I log on to this thing?
Oh, yeah, good question. So they'll actually give you that login tomorrow during your onboarding call. Yep.
Great. Okay.
All right.
And
thanks,
they
Doug.
Will be the ones who I talk to about the website and everything?
Yes. They'll. Yep, okay. Exactly. You can tell them what you want and get that all taken care of tomorrow.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Doug. Have a good night.
You too, Gil.
Thank you. Bye-bye.